This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Defending dairy is more important today than ever before. Today on our Policy Thursday, we get an update on the Dairy Pride Act with Chris Galen, the Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. And Chris, we've discussed the issue of food labeling in the past. What's been the latest talk in Washington in defending against the imitators?
We have a new Congress and a new administration as we get into 2021, and that gives us a new opportunity, Bill, to work with the FDA or force FDA's hand to regulate the labeling of these plant-based imitators. And every year that goes by, it seems, we see more products that are misappropriating the labeling terms of dairy foods. The issue here, of course, is that the FDA for many years has had very well-defined standards on what is milk, what's ice cream, what's cheese, what's butter. And increasingly, we see these plant-based imitators using those terms when they shouldn't. So the Dairy Pride Act legislation that was introduced this month in the House and the Senate would compel the FDA to take action to enforce its existing labeling standards.
You take a look at these plant-based products that continue to creep into the dairy aisle.
You can walk into any supermarket and find more products calling themselves milk than ever before. The latest one, and this is really curious, is algae milk, made from algae. So I guess there's a market for that. Who knew? But the point is, it's kind of the Wild West out there, and in the absence of clear authority from the Food and Drug Administration, we're seeing more and more of these dairy imitators misappropriating dairy terms. And the issue is more than just what should and shouldn't be labeled real milk or butter. The issue is one of nutritional inconsistency, and really for the imitators, it's nutritional inferiority. We've done research here in the past couple of years that, number one, shows that none of these products consistently have the same vitamins, minerals, and protein as real cow's milk. So that's one issue. And then the other issue, and this is borne out by consumer research, is that consumers don't often know that these fake dairy products are nutritionally inferior to real milk. So this becomes a public health issue when people don't recognize that not all milks are created equal.
Well, you look up the definition of milk, and it's an opaque white fluid rich in fat and protein secreted by female mammals for the nourishment of their young. And it doesn't really seem like you can do that out of a nut.
Or a seed or a grain or something like algae. But the issue goes beyond just what's in the dictionary and the dictionary definition of things like milk. It's the FDA has these standards of identity. They've been on the books for decades. It's clearly defined. In the case of butter, that's actually defined by an act of Congress. And so one of the points we've made with the FDA is that the FDA is contravening the will of Congress by not enforcing products that are calling themselves plant-based butter. That's a clear oxymoron, but we're seeing that show up more and more often. So the point here is we need the Dairy Pride Act to hold FDA's feet to the fire. The other thing I would add, Bill, is that right now the FDA does not have a CEO. There's not a commissioner in place since Stephen Hahn left at the end of the Trump administration. So we're expecting that the Biden administration will nominate a new FDA commissioner very soon here, and hopefully during that confirmation hearing, we'll have the opportunity to press whoever that person is on their commitment to enforcing standards of identity like these dairy terms.
More details about the Dairy Pride Act at nmpf.org. Our thanks to Chris Galen, Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation.
Get control of flies on your dairy operation with an integrated pest management program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products from Central Life Sciences. Clarifly Larvicide offers feed-through control that prevents the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated animals by as much as 96%. And Starbar features a lineup of baits, traps, and sprays that address fly problems in all areas of your dairy operation. Flies can spread disease and lead to decreases in milk quality and yields. Learn how to limit their impact at centralflycontrol.com.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? Amid the chaos? Or is the best time perhaps today? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Join us tomorrow for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins from the University of Illinois. Thanks for listening. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.